After 8 years in office, Prague's Mayor Pavel Bem said goodbye on Thursday, marking the end of an era at City Hall. Mr. Bem took the top job in the capital just a few months after the city had been hit by the worst floods in its modern history, and has since managed to stabilize the city's ailing finances. But his term has also been tainted by allegations of widespread corruption. Jan Richter was at the farewell party.
At Prague's historic Old Town Hall on Thursday, the city's outgoing mayor Pavel Bem bade farewell to colleagues, supporters and friends. A psychiatrist by profession and a passionate mountaineer, the 47-year-old politician told guests, including President Václav Klaus, that he had delivered on his pledges during two terms at the helm.
I promised I would do everything to remove all the damages caused by the terrible floods. I promised I would create a modern and effective anti-flood protection system. I said I would try to lead the city out of a debt trap and out of deficit. Mr. President, let me now, 7.5 years since our first meeting here, symbolically hand the city over to you, and let me say the promises have been fulfilled.
But several projects overseen by Pavel Bem were far from successful. These included the hugely overpriced Open Card, a chip card to pay for public transport, parking and other things, which spurred corruption allegations, suspicious rentals of city property, insensitive development that may cost the city its UNESCO status, and overambitious plans to host the Olympics. However, President Václav Klaus, often seen as a mentor to the mayor, said it was unfair to bring up such matters.
Today, in a time of overwhelming political and media anarchy, it's not considered good manners to thank someone. What is considered good manners is prodding, jeering, criticizing, and taking things out of context. Saying thank you has ceased to be politically correct. So I believe that it's only right for me, as the president, to thank Pavel Bem.
In 2006, Mr. Bem led the Civic Democrats to the party's greatest victory ever in both local and general elections in the capital. However, last month, the party was defeated in Prague for the first time since the fall of communism. Commentator Eric Best says Mr. Bem became a symbol of what was wrong with City Hall in recent years.
I think the problem when looking at the Bem years is the realization by the voters and the citizens that the good times were here, yes, but at the same time, too much was lost during that period that could have been gained or won back or prevented. And I think that's why his leaving as mayor is a bit bittersweet, because he is seen now as being the centerpiece of a government that was considered widely corrupt, and a government that in the end especially didn't take the interests of the citizens much to heart.
Some 3 weeks after local elections, negotiations are still ongoing about who will be the new mayor of Prague. Pavel Bem, meanwhile, will remain in politics, having won a seat in the lower house in May.
Many thanks to Jan Richter. Holding your wedding at a country castle or